Friday, January 21st, 2005, in the fall of former naval captain of the did not last long. Almost as soon as it started, President of the Court National Research had been a quest for the local criminal defense lawyer. So that the attorney could prepare for an examination of the defendant, he was to carry out the examination of court, pursuant to procedural law. The examination of the defense took place on January 24th. The question was in part aimed at reinforcing the society of denial. The questions attempted to demonstrate the former Navy Captain Salando had not studied, he had never even heard of the Geneva Convention, nor of the International Humanitarian Law. It is a lesson contained by the given that the Republic of Argentina ratified the Geneva Convention on September 18, 1956. The problem does not stem from the fact that there was a war in Argentina, but from the fact that every operational army, which the Argentinian army, Common Article 3 provides a minimum requirement for the treatment afforded to the prisoners of war in the civilian population. Similarly, the government that, although there was no war in the sense of the local military forces, the Argentinian armed forces took the position that they were at war. As one of the commanders in chief committed to increase trial, they did not consider it necessary to comply with the convention because they believed they were dealing with criminals, not military. Following the examination of the attorney, the trial reached a point where the long list of witnesses was scheduled to give their testimony. This to be heard will be the witnesses physically present in Madrid. Starting on about February 7th, the witnesses located in Buenos Aires will give their testimony. For this last week, the Spanish Provincia Nacional, the use of the conference room, which network is allowed to pursue its agreements concerning legal cooperation between the Kingdom of Spain and the Republic of Argentina. Until now, Salino has taken an active role in his own defense. On several occasions, Salino has put some of the prosecuting lawyers in an awkward situation, where it has been clear that they have not properly prepared their examination. Some have simply failed to use the appropriate strategy in preventing the attack of Salino. Their possible error has been a failure to consider the psychology of Salino in his training as a naval officer. In addition, they do not have thorough knowledge of the facts underlying the incident. It is increasingly obvious that there are different interpretations for various prosecutors. Some prosecutors view the facts that they violate only domestic law, while others view the facts that they violate both domestic and international law. The type of lawyer representing the attorney general's office began her examination. It appears that the naval officer had the upper hand. The employee of approximately 11 hours of Salando's statement, originally made to investigate the charge, and appeared on several audio cassettes, put the matter back into perspective. The voice of the naval officer, as he recounts the facts, circumstances, and details of the investigating charge, is more than many of the family members given at trial could bear. They left the prison. It's clear that the level of detail in the statement of the ex-captain is consistent with the statements of witnesses in other cases, as well as with the general understanding of the conduct of the war movement. It's also consistent with the evidence that was admitted in the Argentinian Supreme Court in the trials of the commanding officers in a case known as Joseph Pearson. His denial, therefore, is logically inconsistent. It conflicts with the testimony and the conduct of the Escuelas Superiores de la Armada, or ESMA. Similarly, if one thing has become clear in these discussions, is that no influence is exercised over Captain Salando when he made a statement to the investigating judge, and that these statements were made to the judge were all necessary to overall the evidence. Furthermore, his visit to Madrid was entirely voluntary and was not made as a result of any agreement or deal. In his explanations with respect to what he actually knew, he resorted to the same technique used by Eichmann in his trial held in Jerusalem. Eichmann's line of defense was based on the argument that he was merely a specialist. At that time, Eichmann explained to judges in detail how he made the calculations of the number of persons that could be transported from the various types of freight to German railway companies. But Eichmann stressed that he was simply a technician and he did not know whether the identity of the person who would be transported or the destination where they would be taken. Task force of the war navy was stolen cars and a sadly infamous Ford Falcon without identification. They even set up to modern maintenance on the site.
This serves as a substitute for the railway cars using the same final solution. Local cylinder person did not know what the cars were being used for. In order to find it strange that he had hundreds of stolen cars to maintain his life.
Knew or should have known what was going on at the time, because what is known in law is the doctrine of command responsibility.
That responsibility is both in Columbus' position and his role as a staff officer at Edmonds.
It also arises from Columbus' voluntary membership in the extermination group, the Argentinian War Games. The crimes against humanity committed by this group are now a matter of record in Texas history. The trial of the commanding officers of the dictatorship. The information I'm talking about is prepared by members of the Ecomese Corps who attended the trial. It was produced in Alex Studios in Madrid on January 28, 2005.
You've been listening to the Ecomese Corps.